Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio hailed Costa Rica as a model for what we want to see other countries in the region become during his recent visit to the Central American nation. Secretary Rubio thanked the Costa Rican president, Rodrigo Chavez Robles, for prioritizing the security of their 5G system by only allowing trusted vendors to bid on it and keeping out companies that are backed by China, which often uses economic coercion and sabotage.
And they've been very firm, and I think they deserve a lot of support in confronting that and in carrying out a process of responsibly bringing 5G, which is going to be essential to future economic development.
Costa Rica is also facing a cybersecurity issue, warned Secretary Rubio.
It's very serious. 110 million cyber attacks a year. For a country of this size, it's extraordinary. And they have faced it very bravely. We're going to continue to work on what we're already doing together to help them secure their telecommunication systems and more broadly against cyber attacks.
Costa Rica is a place where people try to traffic drugs, and that's why the United States is going to continue to work with you on providing the technologies to prevent the exportation of drugs. Secretary Rubio suggested that the U.S. may provide more DEA and FBI resources to assist Costa Rican authorities conduct investigations, capture, and arrest drug traffickers.
That's an important partnership, and it's one we want to build on, and we're going to look for opportunities to build on and make stronger than ever through intelligence sharing, biometric sharing in real time, and very close coordination to ensure that this never becomes a place where terrorists can transit and do harm somewhere else.
While Costa Rica is not a source of migration to the United States, it is a route that's used for migration. The one area we've really worked very closely on is biometric data sharing to help identify individuals who have links to terrorism, said Secretary Rubio. We need to have a foreign policy in which we are firm in confronting those that seek to do harm to the United States, said Secretary Rubio. And we are strong in support of those that work so closely with us, like Costa Rica.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.